101.1 FM Eager. Stay tuned now for the Hour of the Time with yours truly, William Cooper, coming up next.
Does it, but I got that far right by Crocky. I was an old prospector sitting in here for William Cooper. I don't know where he had to go, but he had to go somewhere, and I'm all here by myself and trying to figure out all these buttons and things and dials and stuff, and I ain't sure I'm going to get anything right, but I'm going to try it. Let me see here now. I'm supposed to play some music, Hey, Sonny, come here. What's this here button? Is this the one I'm supposed to, let me see here. Nope, that ain't the one by Crafty. Let's slow down a minute. I think I got it now by Crafty. It's starting to sound like R&I here. And just the right one. I think it's the right one. Now what's going on here? This darn buttons and stuff drive me crazy. That's more like it. Oh, come on. I'm going to have to call Scott Becker here pretty soon and get this all squared away. I don't know what's going on. It's just everything. Slow down here just a cracking minute back. Golly, I think this is going to... Let me push. No, that didn't do nothing. I knew I'd get it by Cracky.
Bonjour, mes amis. Here is the French cook, and I'm ready to cook French. Today we discuss a miracle of nature, a marvel of perfection, the masterpiece of our friend, the chicken, the egg. Yes, the egg. I hold in my hand so carefully an egg. Well, in French we say un œuf. Oh, it's a wonderful thing, huh? Un œuf. Oh, là. I can make the beautiful omelette. The fluffy souffle, a fancy crepe, Suzette.
I must confess I am famous for my fabulous crepe Suzette. Well, many, many people say that I am a real crepe artist.
You know, just a little milk, well, in French it's le lait, a little flour, la petite fleur, some sugar, sucre, and of course an egg, an oeuf. Well, it's so tasty, so French. And very economical, for you know you can always use just one egg. Why? Because you remember, one egg is enough. One egg is enough! And that makes me to laugh! down to business. Well, we really must bring the shy Mademoiselle Egg out of her shell. Let us use the method of one hand cracking. Grasp the egg firmly and tap it against the edge of the bowl like this. Well, let's try another oeuf, huh? Oh, that's a mess. Well, this happens all the time. It is actually very simple to get the big pieces of shell out. You just go in there and fish them out. I can't get this little, teeny, slimy one. Well, no, listen. It's fine. You can leave those small pieces in there. The French love those crunchy little pieces. There is even a song about an egg and a telephone. Michel, ma belle. Well, now we're out of time. So, mes amis, here is the French cook saying goodbye for today. And remember, if it's French, eat it.
The Pirate Joe and the R9 and the JL and all them. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. I think I put the wrong. Oh, I didn't want to play this song. Sign buttons anyway.
Thank you. really far out, you know, with George Digit. If he picks up on these really far out things, you know, like the fact that, like, we're ripping off all this copper, you know, from Bolivia, you know, for our stereo, and like, you know, like the blacks, you know, like how we're like really just ripping them off too. And, like, you know, he picks up on these things that are just so far away, man. And, like, Bangladesh, you know, like, he did this whole trip with these starving kids, you know. And so, man, it was, like, far out because, like we're not only, like, ripping off those people, but, like, you know, there's people in Japan, you know. Like, that's where the plastic comes from for the album.
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
he's far out, man.
I mean, he spreads himself so thickly over our Earth, you know.
So beautiful, like,
I was in this phone booth first, buddy. You go on down the road there. Hey, man, don't you recognize me as a sheep man? Get out of here. What? What did you say? Ruth? What about Ruth, man? What about Ruth? No. No, I was in here first, man. Ruth? No, what's that? Truth? What about truth? How do you say that? Houston? No, justice. Ah, okay. I got you, man. Truth and justice. And what else? There's a girl in the way. Now, I ain't going for that, man. Ain't no girl nowhere around here. Ain't nobody in the way. It's my phone booth. You go on down the road. What's that? American way. Truth, justice, and the American way. Oh, my God. You must be. Oh, no, you can't be. Of course you can't be. What's that, operator? You got my agent on the phone? Okay. Now there's some nut here trying to get in my phone booth. Now I ain't gonna let him in. You let me talk to my agent. Hey, man, I told you once. I ain't gonna tell you again. You get out of here. You go get your own phone booth. I'm Sheep Man, and I've been out of work for too long. I gotta get me a radio show. No, I said radio show. Oh, no. Look, man, you made me lose my connection. You made me lose my connection now. I'm really mad now. I'm going to tear the tape up. No, I don't care who you are, your blue suit and all this red, yellow stuff and that red cake you got. Just get out of my phone booth now.
Look at that, man. He just took the whole phone booth. He just took
the whole phone book, everything, took my wallet, took me everything I got. Up in the sky. What is that? Hey, man, look like a bird. No.
It's a plane.
No, no, it ain't no plane, man. Oh, no, it can't be. It's Duckman!
Trapped in a world without time, where sound collides with color and shadows explode. Yet this is no science fiction adventure. This is the real life, everyday world of a pothead. Pot, grass, weed, marijuana. It all means the same thing. You smoke it and you get high. Maybe you smoke it because it's the in thing and you want to be with it. Maybe you're rebelling against your parents, or maybe you're just looking for kicks. Whatever the reason, ask yourself this. Is it worth the risk? All the facts aren't in on marijuana, but here's one that is. A recent study at Duke University showed that prolonged use of marijuana can result in a permanent loss of hearing. So the next time someone hands you a joint, maybe you won't just get stoned. Maybe you'll get stoned. Deaf.
What'd he say, man? Huh?
You are listening to the Becker Satellite Network on SpaceNet 2, channel 77.5 audio. This is the Hour of the Time, broadcast Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Central Time on the Becker Satellite Network. Every Sunday night at midnight Central Standard Time on WWCR 7435 kilohertz worldwide shortwave radio.
A fool, treat me mean and cruel, but love me. Break my faithful heart, tear it all apart, but love me. And if you ever go, darling, I'll be home. I would beg and steal,
beg and steal,
just to
feel
your heart
beating
so close to mine. And if you ever go, darling, I'll be yours. My position do. Really? Just to feel?
Yes, just to feel.
Well, how about you? What do you want?
I want your heart.
You do? All four of you? Where do you want it?
So close to mine.
Oh, that's sweet. If you ever go,
darling, I'll be old. So lonely.
And it's the old prospector back here again. I got all this stuff all messed up here. I don't even know what I'm playing. I wish that William would get back here pretty quick.
Don't get carried away with all this stuff.
Well, folks, you're listening to a rerun. I guess you've learned that by now. This is something I did for fun years ago, right after I first started broadcasting. And I came across it today. Thought you might like to hear it. So, here's part two.
We got all this stuff all messed up here. I don't even know what I'm playing. I wish that William would get back here pretty quick. I ain't getting no help from nobody. I think I done broke this here button. It won't even shut off no more. But
you, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I didn't see you over here in the shadows.
Yeah, well, I've been waiting for you for a couple hours. Where you been?
I got tied up with Judy. You know how that is. And you got the money?
Yeah, I got the money, but it's over there.
I'm really glad that I can trust you. You've been a friend for so many years. God, you've been a senator. You were president of the country club, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's don't get carried away with all this stuff. Let's kind of walk over here where the money is.
Where's it at?
Over there by the track. Yeah, we gotta go over and I put it by the track. There's nobody to go over there in the rain.
Oh, God. Oh, well. I'm already wet. What difference does it make? Okay.
Yeah, it's just follow me. Let's walk right over here. I want you to stand right there while I count this much. Here, I'll just count it. Stand there with your, turn this little way over here. Put your back to the track, that's it. Block the, I can see better that way.
Oh, God, it's cold and wet out here.
Yeah, well, that ain't all it is. You know, I didn't like standing out here in the rain waiting for you for over an hour.
I'm just glad that
Sheeple. Just another sheeple. see what happens when you're a sheepo. I got the money. What do you got? You got a bed on the railroad track. Yeah, and you'll be pushing up daisies pretty soon. So long, sucker. Well, gotta find me another sheeple. This is almost as easy as being president of the United States.
Here, sheeple, sheeple, sheeple.
Turn on the surveillance monitors.
Yes, sir.
It's worse than I thought. Each morning at 9, they trickle through the gate. They go home early. They come in late. Reeking of cheap liquor, they stumble through the day. Never give a thought to honest work for honest pay. I know it shouldn't vex me. I shouldn't take it hard. I should ignore their caperings with a kingly disregard. But
look at all those idiots.
Oh, look at all those fools. An office full of morons. A factory full of fools.
Is it any wonder
that I'm singing blues?
Yours is a heavy burden, sir.
And just getting started. They make personal phone calls on company time. They Xerox their buttocks and guess who pays the dime? Their blatant thievery wounds me. Their ingratitude astounds. I long to lure them to my home and then release the hounds. I shouldn't grow unsettled when faced with such abuse. I shouldn't let it plague me. I shouldn't blow a fuse. But
look at all those idiots.
Oh, look at all those fools. An office full of morons. A factory full of fools.
Wonder
I'm singing the blues.
Well, I'll fix this button here. Look, Ernie, come here, look at this button. Uh-oh. Oh, John. Oh, my gosh.
Where are the instruments?
I believe they call this breakdown, sir.
I can't have any breakdowns here. What if there was an inspector around? Play a guitar solo.
I'm a little out of practice, sir.
I said do it. So do it, do it, do it.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Well done. Right, it's beginning to grip. That will be sufficient, Smithers. I said that's enough.
Oh, sorry, sir. Thought I had my mojo working.
That man by the cooler is drinking water as if it's free.
Oh, that's Homer Simpson, sir. A drone from Sector 7G.
Yes, we'll call this Simpson to my office and stay to watch the fun. If he's 6 feet when he enters, he'll be 2 feet when I'm done. It brings a ray of sunshine to my unhappy life. To make him kneel before me and slowly twist the knife.
Look at all those idiots.
Look at all those fools. An office full of morons. A factory full of fools.
Is it any wonder
that I'm singing the blues?
Take me home, sir.
I'm trying.
Surrounded by idiots.
Outnumbered by fools. An office full of morons. A planet full of fools.
Is it any wonder
I'm singing?
Maybe you could be singing.
No, singing the blues.
Mr. Burns, you make Muddy Waters sound shallow and cheerful by comparison.
Thank you, Smithers. Meaningless but heartfelt compliment. I feel like I got a few things off my chest and under the chest of my inferiors.
You did.
Why are they still playing?
They're
not still on Saturday, are they?
We're not validating their parking, sir.
Well, I got all this stuff fixed. Sorry, I had to fix the button and it was on there. And I ain't supposed to be doing that. You see that? Well, I still don't know what I'm doing here. It's driving me nuts.
Hello,
eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. Wow. From my laboratory in the castle east, wow, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, wow, the ghouls all came from their humble abode, wow, to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the match.
It is the monster match. Wow. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chain, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster match. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match.
The monster match.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the match.
It's a horn and a flash.
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match. Now everything's cool, Rack's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to, when you get to my door, tell them Gordy's dead.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll get on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Oh, that would be really crap, you know? It'd
like
be incredible.
That would be great. I mean, like, you know.
We'd get Robbie Robertson, you know, to be Secretary of War, you know? That would be so far out.
You'd make everybody wear undershirts, though, you know?
I know. But you could, you know, the hidden...
I know, man, like, people like Garcia, like Jerry Garcia, like, and have him, like, you know, head of giving out downs, you know?
Or, you know, Phil Spector, you know? He could do better. He could lower the net.
Lower the net? That sounds okay.
Somebody has to, you know.
Yeah.
Not me.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, just crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, just crying all the time. You ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You know, they said you was high class, but that was just a lie. They said you was high class, but that was just a lie. You know, he ain't never caught a rabbit. He ain't no friend of mine. He ain't nothing but a hound dog. That's all you are, crying all the time. Nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't never caught a rabbit, you ain't no friend of mine. Now take it away. Oh. Oh. Oh, I can't stand it. Oh, groovy. You know, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a prevarication. It wasn't true. They said you was high class, but that was just a lie. You know, you ain't never caught a rabbit. He ain't no friend.
Come on back here. Oh, I thought we were leaving.
I wouldn't wish you to leave because there's two more verses here. Gosh, of course, they aren't really different. They're the same two verses from before. And, but still, they're here.
They said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. They said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. You know you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. You ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine.
The Spangled Dwarf in his bow tie. Infantry that don't ask why.
Hi, I'm Bob Dylan. Remember those fabulous 60s? The marches, the beans, the draft card burnings, and best of all, the music. Well, now Apple House has collected the finest of those songs on one album called Golden Protest, performed by the original artists who made them famous. You'll thrill to Society's Child by Jamesine, Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees, What Have They Done to the Rain by the Searchers, In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley, Silent Night, 7 o'clock news by Simon and Garfunkel. And who can ever forget this all-time classic? Yes, Barry McGuire's immortal Eve of Destruction. And, of course, my own Masters of War, all for the incredibly low price of $3.95. And if you order now, you'll also receive a treasury of acid rock featuring Vanilla Fudge, Blue Chair, Frigid Pink, Moby Grape, The Electric Prune, Jefferson Airplane, Lothar and the Hand People, to name but a few. Plus, as part of this special limited offer, you also get the best of the supergroups with Traffic, Cream, Blind Faith, Ginger Baker's Air Force, and many, many others. Yes, this is a collector's dream, Golden Protest, plus two fabulous 60s albums, all for only $3.95. If you were to purchase these selections separately, they'd cost you hundreds of dollars, and many cannot be found anywhere at any price. Well, it's time for my boot heels to be wandering. But here's something that'll tell you how you can get this amazing record package.
Here's how to order this amazing record package. Just send $3.95 and check your money order plus your name address to Apple House Box 70K South Bend, Indiana. Once again, that's $3.95 and check your money to Apple House Box. Do it today.
And now, her nib.
But I know you'll always be
for them phony liberals out there that are always saying that they want to stop racism, but they never put it on the line like we do on this show. I mean, what's going on out there? Everybody got to stop fighting each other. Now you got to do like Mr. Cooper says. You got to stop it now, and you got to,
listening to the Hour of the Time on the Becker Satellite Network, SpaceNet 2, Channel 7, 7.5 audio. This show can be heard Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Worldwide on WWCR, 7435 kilohertz, shortwave radio every Sunday night at midnight Central Standard Time. Don't miss it. Now, don't forget, folks, this is a rerun, and none of that makes any sense now, along with the rest of the program. I hope you've enjoyed this last hour as much as I've enjoyed producing it. The players were William Cooper, William Cooper, William Cooper, William Cooper, William Cooper, William Cooper, and William Cooper. And I enjoyed every part that I played. It's time to get serious now for just a few moments. To keep this show on the air, we have created an organization of citizens to try to save this government, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights of the United States of America. It's called CAJI, C-A-J-I, the Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence. If you would like to join this organization, help keep this program on the air, airtime is expensive, and help save the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and thus this country and freedom all around the world.
send $25 for your charter membership to the Becker Satellite Network, Kiowa, Kansas, 67070. That's $25 for your charter membership to the Becker Satellite Network, Kiowa, Kansas, 67070. This $25 opportunity to become a member of the Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence is a one-time thing only. It's for charter members only and will go up considerably in the future. So if you want to get in on the ground floor and be a charter member of the Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence, send your $25 now to the Becker Satellite Network, Kiowa, Kansas, 67070. You will receive a handsome certificate to hang on your wall, an identification card. You will have total and complete access to my computer bulletin board system and my database to do your own research. You will receive the CAGI newsletter and special discounts for offers for CAGI members only and discounts to my lectures and workshops when I travel around this country. As always, folks, good night, and God bless you all.
See you later, Alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking. There's another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking. There's another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile.
Well, I hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast, folks, and last night's broadcast. Tonight's broadcast I made right in the very beginning of my so-called broadcast career. Never been a career for me. It's been a duty, I think. But every once in a while in the beginning stages, we used to do things like this for fun. And it was a lot of fun. And I really did play all those parts. I always get phone calls asking me. And don't bother sending money for the CAGI membership. It is not available at this time. And be sure and tune in tomorrow night, the hour of the time. We will be live tomorrow night, and we'll be taking your calls. We'll be live tomorrow night, and we'll be taking your calls.
Wait a minute, Gator. I know you mean it just for play. I said, wait a minute, Gator. I know you mean it just for play. Don't you know you really hurt me? And this is what I have to say.
See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile.
Don't you know you can't put aside?